Hi, hun. Ready to go? Why am I wearing a towel? Well, this is gonna sound crazy, but that new glutes machine? It totally ripped up my leggings. Yeah, the girl at the front felt so bad that she gave me this towel to tie around my waist. Looks like I'm going to the beach, doesn't it? So, hun, how was your day? I smell like cologne. Really? Maybe the janitor's been using the towels after hours. Did my bull come by to see me? Well, if you want to know, yeah, he stopped by. If you heard me making some strange noises when I accidentally picked up the phone, it's because he was helping me with that exercise machine. He usually doesn't come to the soccer mom gym, but he needed to confirm our reservations for next week. You told me I should take my friends. In fact, you insisted I tell everyone I know about that restaurant after we had such an amazing anniversary there. You can't get annoyed at me for sharing stuff like that. Is that what this is all about? How much sharing I've been doing? No, I think now is a perfect time to have this discussion. Let's get it all out in the open, hun. You can just tell me. Are you having second thoughts about our agreement? Because if you are, you need to say something. It's unfair what you're doing right now. Showing resentment for a relationship you've encouraged me to have? Yeah, you did. You were the first one to say I probably wouldn't be happy with just one man in my life. At the time, I thought you were being understanding, that you were acknowledging that my needs weren't getting fulfilled. But now I'm starting to think you were being accusatory. That maybe you were trying to shame me into ignoring other men. Look, I'm not trying to be a bitch and bring up old arguments. I just thought we had things worked out by now. Babe, you're my husband. My soulmate. Nothing will ever change that. But we did agree that me having a boyfriend has helped me. And the fact that he's a bull, like a real bull, and not some muscle-bound fuckboy from the gym, you liked that. Or at least you used to. Seriously, what's wrong, babe? Why is this suddenly bothering you so much? Is it because I haven't given you your turn in a while? Does my husband's cute cock need some personal attention? You can drive while I do this. I know you can. It's not fair. What? Making you answer questions while I have your cock in my hands? Are you afraid you might let something slip? Like, maybe that you enjoy being called a cock? Oh, did I hit a nerve? I'm sorry. But really, you don't have to be so conflicted about all of this. I'm not trying to insult you. I'm not trying to attack your ego. In fact, it's the opposite. You keep prioritizing my happiness over your own pride. The way you're so cool about me dating a bull, it's endearing. But if I'm with a bull, you have to admit that kind of puts you in a position doesn't it? The position of being a cock. And frankly, you twitching in my hands every time you hear that word is starting to make me wet. Oh, I love your cock, honey. I love it so much. I mean, obviously this gets you hard, right? Obviously you like it when I get in the car and my hair's a mess and my clothes are missing and I smell like him. I'm not trying to gaslight you into anything or pin the title on you if you don't want it. But let's face it, honey, you like being a cock. Your cock is leaking so much. You're making your own lube. I may have invited him to eat at our anniversary restaurant, but I saw the charges on your credit card. You bought a trial membership to the Muscle Pit. You tried to join his gym, didn't you? I'm not mad. I think it's cute, babe. At first, I thought you were trying to be like my bull. Thinking you were gonna get all jacked and veiny so you could throw me around the room like he does. I know you've got that little home gym. The sad little dumbbells in front of that skinny mirror in your office. But then I realized you weren't trying to bulk up. You were trying to see him. Yeah. You wanted to see what my bull looked like in action. Oh, honey, you're just throbbing. Here, pull over into this parking lot. Oh, honey, your cock is leaking so much from just talking about this. Let me clean you up a little bit. This is how I know you like the cock talk. The way your cock is just throbbing. My lips are still a little bit sore after what he did to my mouth in the women's locker room. But you are such a comfortable size for me. I can basically hold you in my mouth all day without straining my jaw. But it's more than that. What I get from fucking him. Compared to what I get from you. Yeah, honey. There's lots of differences. And the differences are deeper. I mean, literally, deeper in some cases. Like the way you're making those cute little moms. I'm bucking your hips while you lean back in the seat. You're just so precious. He would have lifted me up and started using me like a fuck doll by now. You know, being picked up like that and feeling surrounded by that wall of muscle. Just being used like a thing to get him off. Oh, it's intoxicating. But you're like the opposite. You always try to prioritize me and my happiness. You try to make sure I feel good. Even now, the way you're sliding your hand up between my towel. Are you trying to play with my pussy so I can have fun while I suck your cock? Or are you trying to feel if I'm still dripping wet from being with my bull? I won't insult your intelligence. I love you too much for that, honey. But I need us to be clear from now on. I need it said aloud what we both want from this. What our roles are. You want to make me happy as always, but you also want to get off, don't you? You like fucking me when I'm tired and ravished and sore from being with my bull. I know you like how rough he treats me. And how blissful it makes me for days afterward. You like imagining how he's pinned me up against the wall. Or tied me to the towel rack. And how he keeps turning your wife into a moaning mess by impaling her over and over. So if you can admit that you get excited by those things, then you should be able to admit what that makes you. If you get off to thinking about my bull fucking me, while my lips are all over your cock, then what does that make you? Say it. Say it, and I promise I'll let you come. I'll let you come like this every time I get back from a date with him. Come on, say it. Admit you're a cuck and I'll let you come. Oh my god, you're so close. Say it louder. There's no shame in it. You know there's nothing wrong with wanting your wife to be happy. There's nothing wrong with fantasizing about how he makes me a cum slut every time we go out together. Say it louder, baby. Say that you're a cuck. Oh, yeah. Say it again. I can feel you're about to come. You're right on the edge, aren't you? Say it again and I'll swallow every drop. You're a cuck. That's right. My husband's a cuck. Say it again, baby. Oh,
good boy. Oh, fuck. Yeah, give me your cum, baby. Oh, fuck, I love my little cuck husband. Come right now. Baby, your cum always tastes so good. Seriously? I know this stuff turns you on, but saying it out loud? Calling yourself a cuck while I tell you about how hard my bull fucked me? That was really hot. Maybe we should do this more often. I promise I won't go out of my way to rile him up just so I can tell you how hard he fucked me. But maybe this should be our new thing. I mean, if you wanted to prioritize my happiness the way you do, and you want to get off this hard, maybe I should start telling you about all the ways he likes to use me. Maybe I should tell him that my husband's finally calling himself the cuck.